If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network and WWCR and other networks. Hey, Frank, you ready to roll? Magical Engineer Frank, the master behind the keyboard, got his fingers poised on the buttons. The sound level cue. Oh, I could go on, but you know what I'm saying. He's brilliant. So we got Frank, and we got our first topic. Our first topic is going to be needle phobia. We're going to talk about that, and we have our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. You know what I'm doing. I'm seeking Lord's face, and I'm minding the time, because it grows short. I have another wonderful little poem by Lee Forbes. He has titled it The Power of Love. And it goes, no mountain is too rugged that this pilgrim cannot climb, nor challenge in the waiting that I cannot give the time to conquer for the master if he leads me there to be, to represent his kingdom through his grace he's placed in me. For when the master calls us, places on our heart within the burden of his service in the conquest over sin. He also there supplies us with his grace and stem the tide of evil that attacks us when we faithfully abide. Each moment in his presence through his written word and prayer, absorbing all the beauty of his power waiting there, the power that held Jesus till his death upon the tree, and still his strength for living in the very heart of me. For that which actuates us, I'll get it, Frank, for that which actuates us from the waking of our soul, that takes our broken pieces in the moment makes us whole, is that which has no equal, as the scripture tells us of, the source of God's intention through the power of his love. Very well said. Thank you so much, Lee. Keep them coming. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus, I encourage you to know him. Crack open that Bible. Make him the master of your life and soul, and he'll guide you, and he'll give you a path of purpose, and you'll make it to the everlasting kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. The paradise awaits. And time is ticking by, so mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, the Netherlands, get this, Frank. Hey, the Netherlands shut down 11,200 farms to meet climate change goals. What? You kind of need farms. People need food. Hello? Yep, protests are happening in the Netherlands. Tens of thousands of farmers and other people have taken to the streets to protest the new climate change goals that will force the farmers to shut down their farms. You know, end of story. You have no livelihood. You can't live in your house anymore because you can't pay for it, and off you go into the street. According to calculations done by the finance ministry, a whopping 11,200 livestock farmers will be forced to shut down by the government to reduce nitrogen emissions in order to meet the European environmental rules. Another 17,600 farms would need to reduce the amount of animals they keep to meet these climate change goals. And this is really bad because there are about 54,000 farms in the Netherlands. That means around one-fifth of the farms are going to be shut down and one-third of the farms forced to scale back and reduce the livestock, meaning thousands and thousands of farmers are going to lose their livelihood in order to meet environmental goals for climate change. Unnecessary. Insane. Moving along in the quack report, McDonald's weighs in. Guess what, Frank? Nobody wants to eat the fake meat over there at McDonald's. That's right. So McDonald's has, you know, discontinued the Beyond Meat patty that was fake meat, wasn't real moo cow. It turns out the Americans, hey, they still prefer the real beef. Where's the beef? The real meat from an animal, opposed to the lab-concocted Beyond Meat product, which, by the way, a billionaire Bill Gates heavily invested in. Oh, well. On this plant-based synthetic GMO patty called Beyond Meat, McDonald's restaurants failed to sell any of them. Nobody ordered the McPlant burger, which is apparently even more disgusting than the fast food burger. Okay, so McDonald's had signed a three-year global distribution deal with Beyond Meat back in 2021, but that's been cut short because nobody is buying it. Oh, sorry about that, Gates. All right, last but not least in the quack report, pandemic, is it over? 4 out of 10 Americans say life has gone back to normal for them. What do you think, Frank? I think people's attention has flipped on over to the nasty economy that we have. You know, they're, you know, just, you know, the wrecking ball in Washington there. So one reason 41% of Americans are going back to their pre-pandemic ways of living, they say because there's access to vaccines. Nearly four in five or 78% of respondents say they are fully vaccinated against COVID. Fewer Americans are worried about the contracting the COVID now. So back to normal, they say, and good riddance COVID pandemic. But I don't think the vaccine had anything to do with it. That's just me. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Yeah, Frank makes a good point. He says the globalists may be expecting a huge population reduction in order to be able to shutter some of these farms. Good point. Mm-hmm. Well, let's just look at our needle phobia topic for just, you know what that is? Well, obviously, people don't like needles, right? Well, according to HealthBeat, the fear of needles is a real problem for 20% of the U.S. population. That's about 66 million Americans. They reject medical treatment that involves a needle. So phobias are considered by medicine to be excessive and irrational fears. And the fear of needles is called trypanophobia. So this segment of the population that's, you know, has a needle phobia, is this segment of the population is not voluntarily lining up for any mandated vaccines or any shots for that matter. And medicine is trying to convince Americans with needle phobia that topical anesthesia is going to hide the needle. You're not going to see it. Even try to keep it in a cap so that you don't see it coming into the room. Even diabetics, you know, who fear needles often get inhalable insulin treatments instead. So cognitive behavioral therapy has a minimal effect on phobias. So we're going to jump into this. Let me read you a quote by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology's December 2021. They said, unlike other anxiety disorders, no psychotropic drug intervention has proven to be reliable, effective for a treatment of specific phobias. Actually, drug therapies that were tried actually worsened phobia symptoms in patients. Mm-hmm. Well, let's look at these phobias, because anyone who has had a fear of certain things knows that it's, to them, it's a real fear, okay? It's not imaginary. They're, you know, legitimately fearful. So fear of, let's say, flying, fear of spiders, fear of heights, fear of dogs, fear of germs, and countless other things. These are all phobias that tend to restrict a person's life. You know, they just have limitations in those areas. But now, not all fears are irrational. Now, you can develop a fear of dogs. For instance, if you experience a negative event, like, you know, you were severely bitten by a dog, that's normal. Also, you can experience a fear of insects if you were attacked by bees as a small child. So, you know, they say, however, phobias tend to develop in such a way that the fear may be unfounded. That's what they're saying. You know, they think it's ridiculous, but it's real to the person who's experiencing it. Now, reactions to phobias, and especially to needles, often emerge in different responses to people. So, if, let's say you had needle phobia, Frank, what would your response be if someone came at you with the needle? Tell me what you'd do. Oh, I know. He's, I don't know, does it include a firearm? Well, I'd slap somebody silly, probably. Get the heck away from me. He said he would shoot them. Give them some lead. I know there's usually in the serums, there's lead in there anyway, there's heavy metal, so you're going to give them a little of yours. If I had their phobia. Well, here's some of the things that happens now to people that have needle phobia. It really isn't, I'm not mocking them, I'm not making light of them, but they tend to faint. A lot of them will faint. Some will have convulsions. Others will have a hypersensitivity to the needle impacting them, and it will cause a severe dermis or skin reaction. And then there's also the hyperventilated folks. You know, often they'll hyperventilate. It's usually an anxiety reaction, and it's often caused when they feel under severe duress. So what do they do when there's a mandated pandemic serum? What do you suppose they do, Frank? You got needle phobia, and you're supposed to get this shot. Uh-oh. Right? Frank, you said hide. Yeah, do your best. Well, we're going to get into that. So what are health authorities to do with those that are afraid of needles? According to the December 2021 report by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, healthcare officials and professionals need to be sensitive to people with needle phobia. That's their soft sell. We're going to get into what they really want to do in a minute. Here's a quote from the article. They said, approximately 66 million Americans suffer from needle phobia and avoid seeking medical care, including vaccinations. And this can delay achieving herd immunity during pandemics. They go on to say, we are developing ways to manage this segment of the population during pandemics, and we're going to tell you what that means in just a minute. Now, this is a report from McLennan and Rogers, their systems review, Wiley Library, January 2018. This is what they say. Statistically, 1 in 6 people refuse influenza vaccination due to needle phobia. About 20 to 50% of children have a fear of needles, and 20 to 30% in adolescence, fear of adolescence, and then also young adults. So, yeah, it can go into adulthood. Yeah, so needle fear decreases, they say, though, with age. So as you get older, they say you're not so worried about it. They go on to say needle phobia is prevalent in females compared to males, and avoiding flu shots due to needle phobia occurs in 16% of young adults, 27% of hospital employees, 18% in employees that work in long-term care facilities, and 8% in healthcare professionals at hospitals. You got doctors and nurses with needle phobia, Frank. Man! You know, that's what you call ironic. Let's see, what else we got here? This is from McMillan and Rogers. They say the vaccination experience for needle phobia patients is that it's not just a poke. So don't just tell them, oh, it's just a little stick, a little prick, a little poke. Not to them, it's not. No. National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology says needle phobia is an induced anxiety that is triggered by genetics, environment, or experiences, and it's out of proportion to the threat. Yeah, well, you created, you invoked, you induced that anxiety, by the way, science. They go on to say, our studies show pain and fear with prior immunization has contributed to future noncompliance and negative experience in a 4 to 6 year group, often is associated with fear leading to failure to vaccinate well into adulthood. So what they're saying is, you know, these poor little kids, they get vaccinated, and it's not a good experience, and they remember it. You remember that. Okay, sort of like, let's say you were a kid in the third grade, and you fell on your bicycle and you chipped a tooth and you had to go to the dentist. And the dentist, you know, kind of pumps you up with Novocaine. No problem, right? You didn't have needle phobia. But the dentist wanted to rush through the procedure and starts to work before the Novocaine kicks in, and you start to feel the pain and you start complaining. And you know how kids are. They're screaming and carrying on, and the dentist thinks you're being dramatic and slaps you upside the head. The dentist slaps you upside the head. Okay. What, are you 8 years old? And then you have a real problem of visiting the dentist after that, see? So you have, you know, a phobia created by the experience, see? So fears like that are real to the individual. If they've experienced something negative, they don't want to revisit it. So U.S. kids, they receive an average of 11 vaccine injections by the age of 6. And this is just including your DPT, which is 5 doses, your polio, 4 doses, your MMR, which are 2 doses. And this doesn't include flu shots or pandemic shots. So it would seem that, you know, medicine does indeed induce a fear of needles in some kids. However, the position of late with continued pandemic threats have health authorities less tolerant of the excuse of needle phobia. That's right. So if an alternative is not acceptable to those with needle phobia, then they're going to say isolation is going to be implemented. So, but they have more on what they plan to do. National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology says vaccination refusal by phobic avoiders. I love how they put that. Vaccination refusal by phobic avoiders could place other individuals at unnecessary risk of infection and endanger the general public by undermining herd immunity. See how they're thinking here? So they got some pandemic tactics they're working on. According to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, screening tactics may be implemented to identify those who are needle phobic or those who avoid vaccinations for pandemic compliance. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology report. They said there is an urgency to vaccinate everyone. Screening efforts can help to identify those who are phobic, called cross-cutting screener for phobia. Now, this can be done, they said, in primary care, community health clinics, university health clinics, and through all insurance companies to identify those who do not show up for vaccinations. So targeting family members, they said, or family units might be important given evidence of hereditary needle phobia, and nasal spray vaccination, if it's available, may be an alternative, but that's if it's available, and of course there's not one for COVID. Therefore, if you don't have to see your doctor and provide medical, dental, or vision care insurance, you most likely will avoid the screening net. So the insurance middleman, as you know, has inflated a lot of your medical costs, which is evident when you self-pay and the bill becomes 20 to 50% less. Now think about paying premiums year after year for decades, about 5 to 10 grand for an individual annually. And if you are hospitalized, you still pay the deductible and any costs the insurance company says are above normal. In essence, you've already paid for the six-figure medical bill, and then you're paying extra. So insurance sells you on peace of mind when you could be investing that premium payment into something that it will make you some money and pay for any bills out of pocket at the discount. So before insurance, medical care was affordable and accessible to all. Okay, I'll give you an example. I had a little mishap in April, and I bumped into a container, and it created a deep bruise called a hematoma on my leg. Had to go have it drained at the emergency room. Okay. And 4 hours I was there, mostly waiting. I think the whole treatment is 20 minutes, but I waited like 4 hours to get that. And so the bill was like, I don't know, $8,000 when you added the hospital, the doctor bill, the radiologist, and the anesthesia and stuff. $8,000. And so I just told them when I got the bill, I told all of them, I said, I'm self-pay. Do you know the hospital bill went in half? They took 20% off the doctor's bill. You know, I mean, so when you add up, let's say, a premium, let's say you're paying like $350 a month for a premium, that whole year paying $350 covered my all those bills. See? So you can like be socking it away. Anyway, just FYI, it's a thought. You know, some people that have a lot of underlying medical conditions maybe don't want to do that. They don't feel secure in doing that. So let's look at the global problem, because needle phobia is really not just a U.S. problem. So much of it is global. Here's New Zealand, for instance. They have created a phone app to help people with needle phobia. Yeah. The scientists at the University of Otago in New Zealand, they created this app. They say it helps people explore themselves and offers a 360-degree exposure therapy of cognitive behavioral therapy, which, you know, in the past, that just really hasn't worked very successful on phobias, but that's what they're doing. Here's a quote from Cameron Lacey, professor at the university. She says, an estimated 10% of New Zealanders have been hesitant to take part in the government's COVID-19 vaccine program due to needle phobia, and it has not been helped by psychologists. So people have gone to this, you know, counselor and no help there. So let's look at some stats, if you can trust the stats at all. We're told 67% of U.S. population have been fully vaccinated with COVID-19. So that leaves about 108,734,999 people unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated, which would most likely include your 66 million needle phobia folks. So, this would leave a little over 40 million Americans that are smart enough to avoid the experimental COVID-19 treatment. More true facts are coming out on this COVID-19 vaccine, and it's really going to shock people. One thing is for sure. Since 2020, the mortician has been mighty busy. So there's some options. It might appear that, you know, our pandemic world would make pincushions of us all, and that's if we let it. I personally do not have needle phobia, but I know the difference between a treatment that may help you, such as a penicillin shot, and one that won't help you. So you have to be discerning of medical practices, and you got to be using your wisdom and discernment. You want to stay from things that would seem and are nefarious. So do your homework on all your therapies recommended to you, and this is not the time to have blind faith in science. Let's just go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, where it said, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. In other words, keep the word of God, for it is truth. Vain babblings would be science saying men could have babies and man evolved from apes. Or the oppositions of science, falsely so called, is science that is in opposition to the word of God. So God speaks truth, and he says organic medicinal herbs, foods, and spices are your medicine. And they are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. They are right under our noses, and if we neglect to use them and follow science instead, then we deserve to have our health undermined. So God gave us power, so let's just use it, okay? Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog, get learning about how to use your herbs. The number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, international 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com. By the way, Apothecary Herbs has their summer sale going on. Save 25% on orders of $50 or more with coupon DOGDAYS22. Details are online, but you want to hurry because the sale ends on the 21st of August and restrictions apply. I got to see, the clock. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Okay. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. We could pretend it all the time.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Bouncy music. Hey, somebody should play that at the to the abortion doctors. What do you think? Oh, yeah. I know. I'm in a quirky kind of mood. Oh, and Frank had a good point. He said, you know, isn't herd immunity kind of one of those fallacies? Absolutely. I believe that. I believe that for sure. Do you know, I was talking to somebody today about vaccines, and when the vaccines came into kind of like a mass use in the 1940s, if you look at the statistical data, a lot of your childhood illnesses were falling off the charts prior to the vaccines ever being used. And the reason is, you know, we didn't have the horse and cart in the street anymore and people, you know, kind of getting into all the manure. We had better sanitary services and conditions, you know. We had also refrigeration, so people were getting fruits and vegetables year-round. So we had more nutrition. And any country doctor, if you read any of his journal, his books, he would note that, you know, the children that are malnourished are the ones that get the childhood illnesses, but the healthy children tend to not get them. So it's really about nutrition that gets rid of disease, not your vaccines. Okay? I mean, that's historical data. All right. Good point, Frank. All right. We're going to be talking about moving mountains with herbs. What do you think? Oh, yeah. I like that topic. So as I've mentioned before, you know, illnesses, they can be due to malfunctions in the body. But more often, it's usually caused by a blockage of some kind or, you know, a nutritional loss of some kind, like a lack of minerals, for instance. So system malfunction is really system, a lot of times system constipation. It's blocked, it's not getting movement, and it's missing elements so it can work properly. So the way to really address causes of illness is really to use what I call blockage busters. And sometimes the way to remove the blockage is to improve circulation throughout the body, because blood brings healing. It brings in nutrition and oxygen to the cells and takes away debris. So if you don't have good circulation delivery, you've got issues. So circulation is real at the top of the list. It helps remove the toxins and brings in the nutrition. So removing blockages can seem like trying to move a mountain, but you're going to need herbs designed to do it. So once you have the right tools, it won't seem so bad. So you have if you have system failure, when you have, like, say, constipated bowels, for instance, various illnesses can occur when the bowel isn't functioning properly or the elimination is slowed to such a pace you've got, you know, slow transit time. And the body starts to accumulate or absorb toxins the body is designed to remove as waste. So our ancient ancestors knew that all disease begins in the bowel. That's right. So why has modern healers, you know, gotten away from these very basic knowledge? This is really basic. So getting back on track, understanding, you know, the basics here is what we all really need to do if we want to improve our wellness. So a lot of times the ancient healers would use psyllium for bowel function. Most people may not even have a clue what psyllium is, but you probably heard of Metamucil, right? That product on the shelf, supposed to have correct your bowel function. It has psyllium in it as a laxative action. Now, actually, Metamucil is psyllium seeds with a little sweetener. It's got sugar added. So if you've got blood sugar issues, you don't want the added sugar. You don't want the flavorings, and you don't want the coloring either that's in that product. So diabetics should not use it due to the added sugars. And psyllium is an important seed which has been cultivated in India and Pakistan for thousands of years. Now, in the 16th century, it made its way to Europe and was used for constipation in Europe. So it is a seed that is soluble in water, and what it does is it expands to 10 times its original size when it gets wet. And then it releases this mucilaginous property or substance, and it has a medicinal action. So European physicians adopted the use of psyllium from folk treatments because it had an excellent use for the GI tract, and it provided some fiber, and it soothed the bowel tissue. So if you got a lot of inflammation of the bowel, psyllium may be something to look at. Now, for centuries, psyllium has been used for things like diarrhea, hemorrhoids, constipation, urinary problems, and other various bowel problems, and even high blood pressure. Now, psyllium was not yet used in America until after World War I. So history shows us that psyllium is a safe and gentle laxative type action on the body with no side effects. And most people, when they see a psyllium plant, they are confused. They confuse it with the plantain plant because both have a similar look to them. And most people think they're just weeds. They want to spray them with Roundup. So today, psyllium is one of America's most popular natural laxatives, and it's an ingredient many over-the-counter laxative, like Fiberol, has it in there too. So a lot of laxative companies will use it. So let's look at some of the studies on psyllium. A lot of scientific studies are suggesting the fiber that comes in your psyllium seed lowers cholesterol and helps control your blood sugar. The German E-Commission, they had an expert panel of medical doctors there and scientists and naturopaths, and they determined psyllium seeds are safe, effective, and a natural treatment for diarrhea, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, and so forth. A report in the Disease for the Colon and Rectum journal, they said that psyllium is effective at treating hemorrhoids by reducing the stress on the rectum. Usually hemorrhoids is because we have stool that tends to sit in the colon too long. And it, when your fecal matter stays in the colon too long, it gets hard. And you ever tried to kind of push out pebbles? That's kind of like we're talking about. And it just bothers the hemorrhoid glands. And you'll have those get swollen. Now, researchers in Israel studied 35 patients that were suffering from chronic constipation, and they gave a group a pharmaceutical product, another group a placebo, and another one the natural laxative containing psyllium. They also had aloe in with the psyllium. And after 2 weeks, the group on the placebo showed no improvement. The group on the pharmaceutical showed some improvement. And those on the psyllium and aloe product had significant improvement. Afterward, the group using the psyllium and aloe continued to have softer stools and normal bowel function after stopping the natural product as well. So it was, even when they stopped using the psyllium, the benefit continued. So as long as you just don't go back to your old ways of eating, certain foods will plug up your muffler, okay? Hey, Frank, do you have any, it's personal, maybe you don't have one to answer it, but do you have foods that kind of constipate you? Typically, a lot of the foods that will constipate people is chocolate, cooked carrots, sometimes bananas, and what is the other one that kind of just plugs you up? Oh, donuts. Donuts. Oh, I cannot eat donuts, Frank. I don't care what kind of donut it is. Don't even show it to me. Already feels like I'm getting sluggish in the bowel just looking at it. I can't, it'll plug up my muffler in a skinny minute. Can't have any donuts, no. Mm-mm. Well, I don't like the junk food anyway, but it's that refined white flour. Sometimes it's fried. Even if it's a cake donut, you know. Not good. Now, according to the group using the pharmaceutical product in the study, they had recurring constipation after they stopped the drug, and the research also discovered that psyllium helps to lower your cholesterol. You may be wondering how that works. Well, the fiber in the psyllium pulls the cholesterol out of the bloodstream to prevent blocked arteries and lowers our risk of heart disease and stroke. So the folks at Apothecariums have psyllium seeds in their bowel cleanser. You can kind of do that on a periodic basis, and you can sidestep a lot of problems. A study published at the Archives of Internal Medicine found that if you take a teaspoon of psyllium 3 times a day, it lowers the cholesterol levels. They also concluded that patients with moderate cholesterol levels could lower their cholesterol levels without prescription drugs. Now, it is a fact, I have to say it, prior to the 70s. In the 70s, drug companies came out with your cholesterol drugs, but prior to the cholesterol drugs, normal cholesterol levels were 300. So you lower the level, and you can put more people on medication. Mm-hmm. Yeah, And the people in the Mediterranean, they drink glasses full of olive oil. You think their cholesterol would be over the top, but, you know, they don't have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, so. Now, a similar study in the Journal of the American Medical Association said that psyllium lowered cholesterol levels by 5% in just 12 weeks. Experts are saying that for every percentage point you drop your cholesterol, you also decrease your risk of heart attack by 2%. So the patients in these studies reduced their risk of heart attack by at least 10%. And all the studies also mention psyllium seeds offer no side effects. Yay. Well, that's a plus. Definite plus. Now, one study... Oh, well, wait a minute. But let me back up. You're probably saying, well, okay, so how is psyllium really doing all this? We know about the mucologenous. We know about the soothing the bowel thing. And we know about it, you know, sucking up many more times its weight and stuff. Well, when the psyllium seeds become wet and they expand, like I said, they bulk up the stool that's in the colon, and then the colon that is expanding presses against the colon wall, and it stimulates the nerve endings of the bowel. So this produces a wave-like concentration of the bowel, and this gives us the urge to have a bowel movement. So when stool bulks up in this fashion, it also becomes softer and easier to pass out of the rectum. So there go less hemorrhoid problems. So the American diet really doesn't contain enough natural fiber, and one in every 61 Americans is constipated with dense, very hard stool that's difficult to pass. This accounts for $2.5 million that is spent at the doctor's office every year. And it's just because of what you're putting in the body. Donuts. Chocolate-covered ones. All right, let's look at the big picture. One study using psyllium in lab animals kind of shocked the researchers. That's right. The herb of psyllium protected the lab animals from toxic food additives. They think the psyllium bulked up the stool and prevented the toxic chemicals from being absorbed from and harming the sensitive intestinal tissues. It's believed that your psyllium acts in the same way in protecting you from colorectal cancer. They also confirmed that fiber in your psyllium help reduce blood sugar glucose levels, especially in their lab animals. So the next bonus there. So the fiber is a significant element in having normal bowel movements. Other things that can contribute to constipation are going to be dairy products, lack of exercise, having strokes, ignoring the urge to go, irritable bowel syndrome, dehydration, pregnancy, age, traveling, you know, getting off of your normal diet, you know, you're just, tea and toast isn't going to cut it, you know, and medications, a lot of medications, pain medicines, antacids, blood pressure medicines, antidepressants, diuretics, these can all contribute to constipation, so side effects of your drugs. So you're going to have to do something there. So here's some hints. You may have learned how psyllium works. Sometimes it works not so bad alone, but it can work well with other herbs. So it's important that when you do have psyllium, you drink fluids, you take in water. Psyllium has to have fluids in order to work properly. So if you don't like water, drink lemon in your water or more herbal teas. Nothing that's dehydrating like caffeine. But you have to consume fluids for the psyllium to work properly. So you have to drink like 16 ounces of fluid or your psyllium could swell just enough on just a little bit of fluid that you consumed, and then it can just have an opposite effect. It can plug you up. So you have to have enough fluids there. Also, don't, if you're powdering psyllium, don't breathe in the dust. You will have a allergic reaction most likely, so don't do that. I know some people will take psyllium seeds, throw them in their Vitamix, and whip them around. You might want to wear some sort of respirator if you're doing that. If you intend to grow your psyllium yourself in a garden, be prepared. Each pod on the plant has 15,000 seeds, and it does grow very aggressively. So, like I said, if you're looking for a good bowel cleanser to tone the bowel muscle, get the transit time regulated, all without addictive effects like over-the-counter stuff, pull out pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, things you don't want to hold on to, do a good bowel cleanse, you know, and do it quarterly or at least twice a year. You'll be amazed at how better you do overall. Remember, illness starts in the bowel. It's the last stop for toxin removal. Of course it would start there. If you're not getting the toxins out, they back up, and it gives disease a foothold. So you got to keep a free flow of toxins. Cleanse and nourish, folks. That's my mantra. That's what I live by. Cleanse and nourish. So if you're looking for a really good bowel cleanse, go to the powerherbs.com website or give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they have a very nice bowel organ cleansing kit. Thepowerherbs.com, it's under organ cleanses, or if you give them a call, 866-229-3663, they can tell you all about it. And if you get their catalog, you'll see it under the organ cleanse section. Very affordable. It's easy to do. It's not going to make you have turbo bowel. You can do it and still carry on your normal activity. So you don't have to stay chained to a restroom. That's not what it's about. All right, we got a few minutes before the clock runs out on the show here. Wanted to talk about some things that will help you deflect a lot of diseases. A lot of flavonoids are very good. They're very complicated compounds, the flavonoids, but they have these chemical groups in them from your food sources. And these flavonoids are really named after the plant they are found in, like quercetin flavonoids are mostly found in vegetables and fruits. So the foods with the flavonoids protect your health, basically. According to the worldshealthiestfoods.org, the flavonoids prevent a rupture or leaking of the blood vessels and prevent inflammation and protect cells from oxygen damage while magnifying the benefits of your vitamins like vitamin C. This is Dr. Ray Shanhelen. He said flavonoids reduce the oxidative stress and free radical damage on a cellular level inside the body, especially in the cardiovascular system area. Flavonoids. So if you're depleted in flavonoids, if you're not getting enough, you may bruise easily, and you may have frequent colds or infections, nosebleeds. You may swell a lot when you get injured, bruise a lot. So if you're not getting regular flavonoids, probably not eating enough fruits and vegetables. And your brain has to have flavonoids. This is the Journal of Neurology, 2006. They say flavonoids from your vegetables reduce the risk of cognitive decline in the elderly, but they have to have at least 4 servings a day. So what may be helpful is to determine how much fruit and vegetables you're lacking. So you can find out on a fruit and vegetable calculator, which is based on your calorie consumption, your age, your sex, your activity level. So let's say you're a 53-year-old female who exercises 30 to 60 minutes a day. You're going to need about 1.5 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables a day. So you can just Google a fruit and vegetable calculator, and you can plug all that in and see what you should be bumping your intake up to. Some of the foods you might want to consider with flavonoids and fruits are going to be apples, apricots, blueberries, pears, raspberries, and strawberries. Other sources you may consider are black beans, cabbage, onions, garlic man over there, parsley, pinto beans, spinach, and tomatoes. You're also going to find flavonoids in dark chocolate or cocoa. So these types of foods will have higher concentrations, about 100 milligrams per ounce of flavonoids, And they're also called anthocyanins. And green and white tea will have about 1,000 milligrams of flavonoids per cup. And the reason is the tea leaves are dried immediately instead of fermented as black tea or oolong tea is. And they contain a more tannic acid. And medicinal research indicates that it's difficult to overdose on flavonoids even if you're pregnant. So some herbs that really have a lot of flavonoid power. Some of my research has just reaffirmed what I knew. Hawthorn berries discovered that they actually prevent congestive heart failure and angina. Motherwort's another one good for angina. Hawthorn has a lot of antioxidant phytochemicals, including your flavonoids and quercetin. So according to the research, they're saying you can't go wrong with hawthorn berries. A lot of German studies also confirm that the quercetin in your hawthorn berries are responsible for improving vascular function and dilating your blood vessels, reducing systolic and diastolic blood pressure. So vasodilator, if you don't need a prescription, you can just use some hawthorn berry. Some zesty flavonoids may be helpful. Peppers contain a lot of flavonoids. Your hot jalapenos, your green peppers, considered really superfoods when it comes to flavonoid power. They're very hot and spicy, improve circulation, again, a vasodilator action. They boost your immune system function as well. They maximize a lot of health benefits of your antioxidants and your other vitamins and minerals that you're taking in. So a lot of benefits there. Also, your peppers reduce pain, inflammation, and cut a lot of unwanted mucus in the body. You ever have a stuffy nose and you eat some hot chilies and your nose starts running? That's because the capsaicin type of peppers, the hot ones, they move blood and they move mucus. So there you go. So, you know, you've got a lot of tools at your disposal. God's provided them all. He gets all the blessing and benefit and praise all the time every day. So why not use them? They're right under your nose. And there's no side effects. And they're not expensive. And they're not toxic. So the powerherbs.com, they do have hawthorn berries. They do have motherwort. It's all under their cardio section. You can check them out there. 866-229-3663. Or thepowerherbs.com. It's really easy. You can mail in orders with their mail-in order form. It's inside their catalog if you want to do it that way. You can order on the phone or on the website. There are many ways to do that. And don't forget, they're having their Dog Days of Summer sale. So this is a great time. 25% off. You can pick up some cleanses that you can get done before the holiday season rolls in. You can pick up your immune support stuff. You can pick up your metabolic strengthening formulas. There's lots of stuff you can pick up now and you can save during the sale, which ends on the 21st of August. So don't delay. Restrictions apply and, you know, as supplies last kind of thing. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Ooh, I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure disease. Please, get the advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.